Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
It's difficult to predict the NCAA tournament year to year. What makes for a great sleeper, and what are some of the signs of a top-seeded team that will leave you disappointed? WAER's James Colgan, he lays it all out for us and helps us find those Cinderellas as we take a trip to the pumpkin carriage.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the pumpkin carriage, getting your Cinderellas to the dance since 2011. What can I help you out with?
Hi, well, I'm here for a whole group of people, actually. Let's call them a committee. I'm not quite sure what I want quite yet, but I've got a team in mind. Syracuse.
Ah, nice. Syracuse, a classic choice. Well, I've got good news for you. I've got two models in stock that are a perfect fit on any NCAA tournament bubble. The first is from this season, but I'm not going to tell you it's flawless. You're here at the dealership looking for a bubble team, not for a number one seat.
Too little, too late effort from Syracuse. And the Orange drops its third straight ACC game on the road in a 68-61 defeat to the number 3 Virginia Cavaliers.
But let's not forget that dynamic backcourt.
Right elbow, find a shoot, it's intercepted. Frank Cowher, coast to coast, all alone, lays it in. We're tied at 69. 15 to shoot for Syracuse. Battle, right wing 3. He got it again. Tyus Battle, unconscious.
All right, that's interesting. And the other model?
Our second Syracuse offering is the 2017 Orange, last year's team. And it was a different team than maybe you're used to from a Jim Boeheim squad.
I don't think it matters who we play. They're not guarding people. That's the biggest problem we have. Our defense was horrendous tonight, and our offense isn't going to quite be good enough to make up for that level of defense.
Well, last year's model ranked 119th in the nation in adjusted defense. But that's not to say that they're completely devoid of any redeeming qualities or players.
Outlet pass Gillen, up ahead for White on the left wing. Pulls from three. It's good! Gillen falls on the ground. He takes a three after getting up and sinks it.
Okay, these both sound like good options, but let's take a look under the hood. My friends at the committee want me to find teams with a few specific qualities. First, road wins. Where do these two teams stand?
Well, look, I'll be honest with you. If it's wins away from home that you're looking for, last year's model isn't going to cut it. Last year's team went 2-11 outside of the Carrier Dome.
The one time a laughingstock of the ACC makes a joke out of the Orange. BC 96. Syracuse 81, BC had lost 20 straight games against ACC opponents dating back to 2014. That is over.
This year's model, though, they went a respectable 6-8 away from home, including a couple convincing wins in tough atmospheres.
And Syracuse comes on the road into the KFC Yum Center and gets a big 5-point win at Louisville to rebound Battle. And Syracuse on the road, an impressive victory, 62-55 over the Miami Hurricanes.
All right, well, a second quality we're looking for is wins against tournament teams, preferably ranked opponents.
Oh, well, I could tell you, last year's model has plenty of those.
For the first time this season, Syracuse has beaten a ranked team. 82-72, Syracuse upset 6th-ranked Florida State. Gillen, a three at the buzzer. Oh, it's good. He made it. Syracuse takes down number 10 Duke in the Carrier Dome, 78-75.
In all, last year's model played 9 tournament teams and came away with 5 wins. This year's model, slightly different.
How so?
Well, the 2018 Orange played a whopping 13 tournament teams, but managed just 6 wins. and only one of those came against a ranked opponent.
Syracuse 55, Clemson 52, regular season over, postseason starts soon.
And the last big thing we're looking for is strength of schedule.
Well, look, if there's one thing I can tell you, it's that playing in the ACC every year guarantees a tough schedule. And this one aspect is pretty similar between the two models. According to KenPom, last year's team ranked 57th in the country in strength of schedule, while this year's team ranks 43rd. So not much of a difference.
All right.
So what do you think?
Okay, don't take this the wrong way, because both are very close, but we're going to have to lean in the direction of the newest model.
So this year's team it is. All right, I mean, it's certainly surprising, but like we always say here at Pumpkin Carriage, we can guarantee your Cinderella will get to the dance, but we can't guarantee she'll stick around. James Colgan, WAER Sports.
The Midwest has traditionally been known for high school basketball and football players. But as WAER's Tyler Aki tells us, the Syracuse University men's lacrosse team has found success recruiting out of the Chicago area, and one of their latest additions may be paving the way for future success.
For kids in the Midwest, a baseball mitt or basketball is their first experience with sports. An SU freshman, Dami Olatomoye, is no different. The midfielder was a football standout in high school and even had Division I offers from schools like Central Michigan. But the Chicagoland native spurned that for the sport that football led him to.
I had a group of guys I played football with, and during this playing, like, I'd barely see them. Like, I'd be so warm. Like, what do you guys always do? Like, where do you guys always go? Like, lacrosse. I'm like, okay, I don't know what that is. Like, dope. And then all of a sudden, one day, I was, like, playing around at gym. We played, and I was like, so this is what you guys do after, like, after school, all playing. But, yeah, I'm like, my little drop.
The Chicago area is better known for its basketball and football products than those on the lacrosse field, but Olatomoye believes he was a part of an up-and-coming project of Midwest lacrosse.
I was at Grays Lake North, which is coming up, coached by Brad Fish. We have a lot of promising guys there that just really under the radar nobody knows about. My team was very good. We had a lot of players. It was just the area we were in, really. That's why some of them didn't really get the looks that they could have gone. We have a bunch of kids that were as good as me or even better that were on my team and just went crazy, and it was just awesome to play with them.
But there was also a chance that Olatomoye could have never even ended up with the Orange. As one of the area's top running backs, the freshman could have taken an offer to play at the next level. However, Syracuse got involved with Olatomoye during his sophomore season, which made all the difference.
Once I got offers, I kind of like figured it out. I'm like, okay, this is more containment somewhere without sports that I wouldn't really get. So I was like, I'll take this, ride with it. I really loved it. Lacrosse recruiting was way earlier than football, so I just hooked on lacrosse really early.
Being in Illinois, there was not a lot of opportunities for Olatomoye to surround himself with the sport he loved, which has led to a bit of a culture change in Central New York.
Like, the close place we had to go watch at a big game was like 4 hours away at Notre Dame. It was something different. But here, it's like everybody played lacrosse. Kids at the college that don't play sports that used to play lacrosse. Everybody came from this dope high school playing lacrosse. They're playing lacrosse games, so it's kind of different around here.
That doesn't mean Olatomoye didn't know about the Orange. In fact, those trips to South Bend actually caught his eye.
My first ever lacrosse game I watched was Notre Dame Syracuse at Notre Dame. And I saw, was that team all orange? And I started looking into them. I noticed their field was indoor. I was like, that's crazy, huge dome. And I looked at the tradition, all the guys that came through here, the Paul brothers, the Gate brothers, and everything. I was like, wow, I really like that program. I really like that place. That's where I want to go.
Being from the Midwest isn't the only thing that makes Olatomoye unique. He is also the only African-American player on the team. In a predominantly white sport, the freshman says he has run into discrimination in the past, but it hasn't stopped him from playing the game.
I mean, there's like a couple instances, but I don't really like give it to him, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on the field playing my sport and something I love. If you don't like it, I mean, you can sit and watch it if you want to, you know what I'm saying? It really is not going to affect me as a player. I'm just going to keep doing it.
However, that discrimination has not been an issue at SU, and Olatomoye is blazing the path for more African Americans on the Orange.
And next year we got two other ones coming. It's gonna slowly start growing, and no issues here. Everybody was welcoming. We play lacrosse. We're all brothers. We all do the same thing. So it's kind of cool.
So while Olatomoye may be the lone black player on the team right now, That doesn't mean the Orange has not had them in the past. In fact, the most decorated Syracuse athlete of all time was a black lacrosse player. His name is Jim Brown. You may know him better as a star running back for the Orange who turned into an NFL Hall of Famer. But what you may not know about Brown is that he is a member of the Lacrosse Hall of Fame, and Olata Moye hopes to follow in his footsteps.
Yeah, I would love to carry on a legacy. That's a little boy's dream, honestly, especially here at a great place. So that's what I'm just going to continue to try to do on the lacrosse field, just be the best that I can be, and hopefully everything falls into place.
While Brown's accolades may be out of reach for Olata Moye or even anyone else on the SU roster, the least he can do is try. After all, that's how he found the sport in the first place. Tyler Rocky, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org. Follow us on Twitter and subscribe in iTunes. Just search for WAER Sports.